From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Mexico is putting tariffs on imports of U.S. steel and farm products, including pork, cheese, apples, and potatoes, as it hits back at the U.S. for the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum products. According to NPR, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto signed a decree that also suspends the country's preferential tariff treatment of the U.S. The list of U.S. ag products, nearly all of which will be subject to taxes of 15% to 25%, also includes Tennessee or bourbon whiskey and cranberries. U.S. farmers see current ag economy conditions improvement and hold out greater hope for better future conditions. Agriculture.com reports that's from the latest monthly results of the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, indicating the highest farmer optimism since January of last year. The rise in the barometer was driven both by producers' improved view of current conditions in the production agriculture sector and especially the more optimistic view of the future. An annual survey on why farmers move away from their favorite brands of equipment is out, and not much has changed. According to the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association, the top reasons for 2017 in order are better product engineering, better parts availability, better dealer repair and service, product specialists at dealerships, lower prices, and better warranties. The reasons, although shuffled from year to year, have remained constant for the past 6 years. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.